Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Sienna. What can I assist you with today?
Hello, my name is Lynette Morse. I'm calling because I got my Sam's Club bill, and I have a charge on it that is on it that I called last month, and it was on it last month, and I called and had it taken off, and it's back on it again this month. And it was on it in February, and I had it taken off, and obviously it's back on again.
Okay. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
12421.
Thank you. And what was your name again, ma'am?
Lynette Morse.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
Sure.
And how much is the charge for it, ma'am?
$59.95.
Okay, give me one.
That's exactly what it was last month, and that's exactly what it was in February.
Okay, 1 second. Can you spell out your last name, please?
Morse.
Okay. Okay, give me 1 second. I'm trying to locate your account.
Okay.
And do you know the email address that's attached to it?
My email address?
Yes.
Is LJ Morse Farm at iCloud.com.
Okay. You said LJ Morse, your last name, Farm, F-A-R-M, at iCloud.com?
Yes.
Okay. 1 second.
I just talked to another operator who said she could not find it.
Yeah, and I'm not locating it either, but I'm going to try to search all the databases for you.
On my bill, it's my Sam's Club bill.
Mm-hmm.
It's by Synchrony. It says purchases and other debits. It gives 6/16 as the date. It gives 854367 4HRLD 4263FN by your best com tell, and then this number that I just called and got you, NV 5995, and it's on my Sam's Club charge card.
Okay. Do you remember entering any sweepstakes online?
Yeah, it was back in February. It was
an iPad
survey kind of thing, and I canceled it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just keeps charging. It just keeps charging $59.95.
when you canceled then in February, did you call in to cancel or did
I called.
You called in?
Your company.
Okay.
I called and said, no, forget it. I don't want it because it was supposedly a raffle.
Right.
Kind of thing. But it keeps charging me $59.95. And when I called in May, because it came up in May, $59.95. And she said, well, I'll credit your account. And so I opened up this bill, because this is June's bill. And I thought, well, it'll say credit $59.95. And now it's a purchase and debit again, $59.95.
Okay.
It's like charging me $59.95.
So I put in all your information to pull up anything, but the last thing I can try before I transfer you is the first six and the last four of the card that was charged.
Well, it was on my Sam's Club account, so.
There's a card for that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the last thing I can try because I put in the first name, last name, email, zip code, and phone number. Is the phone number you're calling from the one that's associated with your accounts?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's the last thing I can try before I transfer you.
The account number ends in 1322.
And then the first six?
The first six of the account number?
The card number.
Oh, the Sam's Club card number?
Yeah, like the 16 digits.
Let me just, it should be on this. Okay. I'd have to go back. The first six, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
One, two. So it would be like starting from the beginning of the card number, of the account number?
Yeah, the first six. That's it.
5213333.
Okay. 5213333. And then the last four is the 1322?
Yes.
Okay, I'll put that in the other database to see if it brings up anything so I can help you today.
And there's missing numbers in between.
Yeah, we can't take the whole number over the phone.
Okay.
We just need the first six and last four.
Okay. The only other thing I can think of doing if this keeps up is just calling Sam's Club and ask him to change my number.
Yeah, I would say I was going to suggest the only way you can dispute it, but if you dispute it and your bank verifies it, then they'll take that credit back from you. So that's why I'm trying to
That's what she did supposedly last month, but I don't see a credit. I would think I'd see a credit this month.
Is this the exact same number that you called last month as well?
I don't know. I'd have to look on my other bill. My last month's bill.
Okay, would
it come up a different number each time?
Yes, only because certain charges have certain numbers to them.
Different companies keep charging me $59.95?
So we service different vendors, but if it's the same vendor that's charging you based on that one survey or contest entry you did, that number you call should pull up your account directly. So, I'm not seeing an account, but if you wanted to find that number and then call back, and if we still can't find one, then we'll transfer you over. You can contact your bank or Sam's Club.
Because this is a scam almost, because they're getting $59.95 out of me constantly. This is like outrageous, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. I really am. I put in all your information into all the databases, and I'm not seeing it.
How can they keep doing this and get away with that?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I would just say find that number and try to call it back.
Okay, so this is my all. I'm just looking up my old bill, my last month's bill. Let me see if it's the same number.
See, the number you're calling now, I don't know the exact number since we have so many.
Yes, but I can look and see if it's the
Yeah.
same number. Okay, let's see. Okay, so this says, no, it's a different number.
yeah, so call that number. You may get the same call center, but that should pull up your account.
It says different thing even. This one says buy your best Comtel, and this and then one last month said one stop fit shop Comtel.
Yeah, I would. You said 50. Yeah, I'm not seeing it. I'm still looking under your last name as well.
One stop fit shop com.
Yes, okay, yeah, I'm not seeing it at all. So yes, ma'am, I would just say call that number back, the one that you originally called last month.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, and I'm sorry about that. Well, thanks for calling customer service, ma'am. You have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.